אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We're reading in Kabbalah for the student article פנים מאירות ומסבירות. Beginning with yet those who remain, you can ask questions in kab.tv. Questions related to the studied material may be asked during the lesson. Kabbalah for the student, page 435. Introduction to the book פנים מאירות ומסבירות. Line beginning with yet those who remain. Yet those who remain without any merit, it is because they do not have a strong desire. Hence, all three above mentioned inclinations operate in them together, in mixture. Sometimes they are lustful, sometimes envious, and sometimes they crave honor. Their desire breaks to pieces, and they are like children who crave everything they see and cannot attain anything. Hence, their value is like the straw and bran that remain after the flower.
That also concerns people who are already in the spiritual process here as well. There are many different kinds of little goals along the way, seemingly, that can capture a person. And it is as if he thinks that he is in the right state, in the right direction for attaining the goal, although, even though he's disseminating or in the study or in the building of the group and the society, there is a reason why Baal HaSulam says only on condition of Israel, the light and the creator are one, does a person advance. And if he is even for one direction, Israel or the light or the creator, even if he's craving for one thing, he strays from the path to such an extent that he says it's better to sit than do and sit and do nothing instead of walking. So everything any of us does in the work, in his private life, dissemination, building of the society, the study, whatever, person has to be constantly connected to these three elements together to unite them equally. Otherwise, he is astray from the road. He puts himself into dissemination and he thinks it helps him advance. He doesn't. It helps him be mistaken. He invests himself in the study. It doesn't help him advance. He strays from the path. It's better not to study then, because the potion of life turns into a potion of death, etc., etc., etc. That means that he is smashing into pieces. He started and he wanted to connect things. If he doesn't aim himself in a complete right way from where he is, through all the details, Israel, Oraita, and the Creator towards the goal, and keep holding on to it, and then it doesn't matter what he does. It doesn't matter. Then he advances. Otherwise, no. That means that their desire broke into pieces. So, people in our world with wealth and honor and control, etc., this is not an advancement or anything even close to that. And also those who are a part in our society and they want wealth, respect, honor, or some other corporal things, we're not talking about it at all. It's not considered to as if he's here. But I'm talking about the intention of the people who already have the intention and the search. So it's the same examination and the same principle. Not to break into pieces. Don't think that there is one individual work that can be as a mean to the obtainment of the goal. It can be a mean for a great mistake which drags a person into the wrong direction. And after years, he discovers that he didn't walk the right path at all, and he has to return and to continue then towards the right direction, meaning to the connection between me, my ego, the society, the light that reforms, which is called Israel Oraita, the light that reforms, and the Creator, when you attain the quality of love and bestow, and it should always be in my sight.
Beginning with it is known. It is known that the beneficial force and the detrimental force go hand in hand. In other words, as much as something can benefit, so it can harm. Hence, since the force of one person is greater than all the beasts and the animals of all times, one's harmful force supersedes them all as well. Thus, as long as one does not merit one's degree in a way that one uses one's force only to do good, one needs a careful watch so he will not acquire great amounts of the human level, which is wisdom and science. For this reason, the first sages hid the wisdom from the masses for fear of taking indecent disciples who would use the force of the wisdom to harm and damage. These would break and destroy the entire population with their lust and beastly savageness, using men's great powers.
Okay, we see the results of it even now, especially now, that the sages, the wise people, all these scientists, they are working on weapons and wars, and only thanks to that, if we can say that, humanity develops in its technology and all. And that's only just in order to develop weapons. And everything that's left for the common people, all these crumbs are from these weapons of war. And we somehow use it in order to profit and rule others, and it's not in men's beneficial. This is how it turns out. Is that clear? Yeah.
Rav, can I ask regarding this issue that you talked about before? You talked about Israel Oraita Kujabrihu. I just want to remind that you said that a man who is on the path should not stray away, should not break into pieces, has to always aim.
Because that intention determines the action, whether you are in the action or not. How else can it be?
Now, in addition, if I understand from what you say, today we are in a time when, is there also a given time? An apportioned time? Until what stage can we do this action? Until a certain time we can make this action, and after that it's either that or nothing? That is, according to what I understand from here, it's not that you can go on along and do some dissemination or go on and invest in the society. It's either you reach some state where this whole system is working or everything falls apart.
No, there is no such thing.
That's what I'm asking.
There is something here that belongs to us in our personal advancement and in our general collective advancement. Perhaps we ourselves do not succeed in aiming ourselves properly, but by spreading our material and teaching others and allowing them to advance, it influences back in return and corrects us. You understand? So it's not just a one-sided system, and that's it. I'm mistaken, and that's it. Because we are in the study and in dissemination, and because we are connected to our whole international group and the rest of the world, which now advances towards evil, and it sees how helpless it is. So all these things are ripening together, and all the mistakes that we do, it is due to various reasons. It's not that we do it deliberately. So we are still advancing, but still we have to make sure that we realize the all means that we have in the most useful way. But don't be afraid that we will reach a dead end and then we'll face a wall and then we'll break. No. Definitely we advance, definitely we are advancing, but the question is, how well do we do that or not? We have built several helping systems, supporting systems, which correct the direction, which are our additional study groups and students who learn from us and the world that demands our nourishment, need to influence us back in return. And when we teach, we keep coming back to the same rules, and we hear ourselves what we say to others and have to keep by ourselves. That means that I have learned from all my students. I don't just take their deficiency. By teaching them, I hear through my teaching, and that teaches me back. So what does it mean that it teaches me back? Because I am incorporated with their deficiency, and then it turns out that by doing so, I actually teach myself. Therefore, we have to expand the system as much as possible. And that makes the safest correction for any of us and for the whole group and the whole world.
Yes, that's exactly what I was asking. I have another question. I'll ask it this way. You said that if a man aims himself correctly towards the goal, then it doesn't matter what he does.
Of course he doesn't. His action becomes a useful action towards the attainment of the goal.
Can you give some example of how a person does that before he comes to the action? We need to reach this stage where before we come to the actual action, we put those three things together.
I'm asking something else. Why are you doing the action for if you don't have the right intention? Why do It's better to sit and do nothing. Why should you do anything anyway? Why should you jump ahead? Close your eyes, your hands and legs and sit. What's wrong with it? Only if you see that you can attain the goal, to advance towards the goal, then activate yourself. And then your whole operation will be as a result of your intention. And you won't waste your forces in vain. And everything will be for the beneficial of the eternity which you are about to attain. In such a way, you are realizing yourself the right way. Why just do actions like people who don't make any calculation? It's not that I make an action and attach the intention to it. I make an intention, and according to the intention, I see what is the required activity. Perhaps you don't have to do anything physically. Perhaps the intention itself is enough. So why should you just move? As Baal HaSulam says, laziness is a very appreciated, very good thing, the quality of being lazy. I wish everybody would be lazy and won't want to do anything. The world would have been so much calmer and relaxed.
And how can I make the intention if I don't see the goal? I just know that the goal exists, and I was told it exists.
That's wrong. That's wrong. What is the goal?
The goal is to discover the Creator.
Where do you reveal Him?
Here. In this world, I guess. That's what they tell me.
Where is He revealed?
In my senses.
In your senses? Which senses?
The ones who don't exist yet.
Where do you find them? How do you organize these senses?
I study and I draw the light.
What are these senses in which the Creator is revealed?
The senses that the light creates in me.
Which senses?
Which sense should it be? The desire.
A desire. Which desire?
The desire for that light that I'm supposed to discover.
Which desire? Which is the desire which is adapted to the light that you should have?
A desire for pleasure, for receiving the light, for bestowing it?
For pleasure or for bestowal?
For bestowal.
For pleasure, I understand. To bestow, it's a bit harder. So how do we acquire a will to bestow then?
By connecting with the...
Your friends, right. You can't find them, you don't see them.
That then this is supposed to be the intent, the intention, then the connection.
No, because you say I don't see the Creator, I don't know what to do with him. You have a key, you have a tool. You don't need the Creator. The Creator will be revealed. What you need is the right deficiency. If you come to the connection in love among friend, if it is truly so, then immediately you discover the Creator. So you have everything, and you can actually touch it. Nothing is hidden. The fact that the Creator is hidden, he's hidden deliberately so that you'll truly be able to attain the vessel of bestowal. If he wouldn't have been hidden, you would have never been able to reach it, because you would always have been drawn to pleasure instead for having a kli. So he hid the pleasure, and now you can be drawn to the kli. As simple as that.
But there are qualms, because doing things is easy, but thinking, then you have all this business of all kinds of justifications within you. I'm the right intention or not?
You have claims, very nice, but spirituality is attained only through the intention. I understand that you like working with your hands instead with your heart and mind, but there is no other choice. You're right. Now there is a question. So how do I awaken myself to work with the intention? Let me work. I have a small head. I'm prepared to go and work in the kitchen to prepare the guys whatever they want. Lunch, beautiful, very tasty lunch. I will do whatever you tell me to do. Give me spirituality in exchange. I'm prepared to work. They say, no. You cannot receive for your work in the kitchen, let's say. Even though you do everything full-heartedly, it's not enough. You have to constantly, in every action you do in the kitchen, to think about the final goal. That I'm doing what I'm doing so that my friends will connect to me and I'll connect to them together in such a way that I will receive all their deficiencies and the importance of the goal that they have, and that I will want it, and I will cry to the Creator in the prayer of many together, so that we'll have a mutual kli, like this pot I'm cooking for everyone. And then the Creator will come and be revealed inside of us, not in me alone, no. So I have to maintain this thought in each and every smallest action that I do throughout the day when I'm preparing some food for them. I have to. Israel, the light and the Creator, it has to be, that has to be the intention. And to that, you attach your intention. Now, perhaps there is another opportunity. I'm cooking something for them. It's hard for me to think about the friends and the Creator and the unity and all. Perhaps I'll clean the place up, the place where we study. Or perhaps I will do another service for the society. Or perhaps my work, where I have to work and I'm disconnected from them. So I have to look for different means, different ways of work, as much as I can, as much as life allows me, because I have to work, make money, support my family. But in my spare time, as Bala Sulam says, and Rabash as well, the calculation is over the spare time. How much and which kinds of actions do I find for myself in my leisure, spare time? And then in my spare time, I try as much as I can, according to my mind and understanding. I try, first of all, to focus myself on the right intention. And then which kind of service for the society, for my friends, and the unity between us, of the whole world clear perhaps, doesn't matter what can I do the most useful way in order to hold on to the intention inside as well, because perhaps I'm working in such works that it's hard for me to maintain the right intention. Suppose I come to the society after working for 10 hours in my work in computers, and I start working in the computer here as well. So the society tells me, well, you have to work in computers for us as well, because we need your expertise. So the question is, perhaps through a different kind of work, perhaps in the kitchen, although I'm a computer expert, although in the kitchen it might seem to me that I will have the right intention and not working with computers. So there are calculations here. On the one hand, the society is demanding that I will do one thing and perhaps I can be more useful there. But on the other hand, I can maintain the right intention elsewhere.
So maybe everybody needs me, but I tell them, guys, I'm sorry today, I'm in a certain mood, and the project can't continue because I need to do something else? And this is the calculation?
No, but I'm saying that then you are facing a problem. You are given such problems. You are given the ability to make a decision. Eventually, you have to bend down. You have to accept the authority of the society.
So the society is the one that decides in here?
Yeah, the society controls you. Then you are as a fetus, they control you, and you are not the landlord over your thoughts, and that's quite healthy, actually.
Page 435, beginning. When the generations were lessened, and the sages themselves had started to create both tables, meaning a good life for their corporality too, their views drew near to the masses. They traded with them and sold with them as prostitutes for the price of a dog. Since then, the fortified wall that the first had exerted on has been ruined, and the masses have looted it. The savages have filled their hands with the force of men, seized the wisdom and tore it. Half was inherited by adulterers and half by murderers, and they have put it in eternal disgrace to this day.
He writes beautifully, doesn't he? So in short, the wise people, they have sold wisdom in exchange for money, and the rich people, they bought that wisdom as a prostitute. And the world started using the force, the strength of the wisdom to harm people, and it continues till now. That's clear, right? So, let's keep on reading.
Continue with item 4. From that, you can deduce about the wisdom of truth, which contains all the secular teachings within it, which are its 7 little maids. This is the entirety of the human species and the purpose for which all the worlds were created. As it is written, if my covenant be not with day and night, if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth. Hence, our sages have stated, he who uses the crown passes. This is because they have prohibited us from using it for any sort of worldly pleasure. This is what has sustained us thus far, to maintain the armies and the wall around the wisdom of truth, so no stranger or foreigner would break in and put it in their vessels to go and trade it in the market, as with the secular sages. This was so because all who entered have already been tested by 7 tests until it was certain beyond any concern and suspicion.
This is a simple matter. If you approach with the intention to receive, you cannot use the upper light. There is a prohibition. There is a restriction. It's not that it is a prohibition that you can violate the prohibition. The prohibition comes from above. You cannot touch it. Therefore, there is no fear. So why was this wisdom hidden then? It was hidden because humanity had to advance in the construction of its ego in order to be acquainted now in our days and to know that the ego is the worst thing possible to reach the state of I have created the evil inclination, to see that the whole of nature is evil and we have to do something about it. But do what? And here the wisdom of Kabbalah have to be revealed and say, I am the solution. As simple as that. Therefore, there is a period of time where that wisdom was hidden from everyone. Advance, acquire your arsenals, weapons, do everything with your life. See how much this life will bring you into a dead end. And then it will be revealed to you that you see that life is evil and the reason is human's nature and you have no ability in our world using no method to correct human's nature. So what to do next? Then this wisdom is revealed and say there is an upper force. If you want to have it, if you want to change, then by all means your nature will change. You have the opportunity, take a group of people who also understand that they need to change, organize yourself together in a way that you will be connected together. Want this connection to last, definitely you can do it on your own. That's clear to you that you're evil and the others are evil. But if you will want in this group that this connection will last and exist, open the book and it will come to you. So this is how we come to the right solution. Let's keep on reading.
After these words and truth, we find what appears to be a great contradiction from one extreme to the other in the words of our sages. It is written in the Zohar that at the time of the Messiah, this wisdom will be revealed even to the young. According to the above, we learn that in the days of the Messiah, that whole generation will be at the highest level. We will need no guard at all, and the fountains of wisdom will open and water the whole nation. Yet, in Masechet Sotah and Sanhedrin, they said, impudence shall soar at the time of the Messiah. Offers wisdom shall go astray, and righteous shall be cast away. It interprets that there is none so evil as that generation. Thus, how do we reconcile the two statements? For both are certainly the words of the living God.
On the one hand, the generation will be very strong, very wise in height, and on the other hand, there will be no worse than this generation, no thicker, no coarse than this generation. So how can these two things connect together? We're talking about the same situation, about the same people.
The thing is that this careful watch and door locking on the hall of wisdom is for fear of people in whom the spirit of writer's envy is mixed with the force of lust and honor. Their envy is not limited to wanting only wisdom and knowledge. Hence, both texts are correct, and one comes and teaches of the other. The face of the generation is as the face of the dog, meaning they bark as dogs, have. Righteous are cast away, and offers wisdom went astray in them. It follows that it is permitted to open the gates of the wisdom and remove the careful guard, since it is naturally safe from theft and exploitation. There is no longer fear lest indecent disciples might take it and sell it in the market to the materialistic plebs, since they find no buyers for their merchandise. that it is loathsome in their eyes. And since they have no hope of acquiring lust and honor through it, it has become safe and guarded by itself. No stranger will draw near, except lovers of wisdom and its dwellers. Hence, any examination shall be removed from those who enter, until even the very young will be able to attain it.
Meaning our ego evolves to such an extent that only a certain type of people every time enters and comes closer to the wisdom, and the rest, they don't understand what we're talking about. They don't feel that there is something in their own benefit that they can profit and do about it, because the wisdom is revealed in such a way that it is opposed to their desire, that only those with the tendency, as he writes, what is the meaning in my life? If a person asks that question, in that question, he has an inner question. So what is the inner question? What do I enjoy from, and to whom do I enjoy? Whom do I give pleasure to? He's already asking about this bestowal. What are all those things? He is already despaired because there is nothing to receive in this world. And he begins to think that probably this is not the method of life anyway, to keep running after things. That this despair in his desires has already exhausted itself in his will to receive. And he comes to the question, so what's next? So the question is about the next, a higher level, about the opposite nature, about the nature of bestowal. So for those people, though, this wisdom opens up, it appeals to them, it draws them, and they come to it. However, the rest, they don't. So the will to receive that grows throughout thousands of years of humans' evolution, it brings humanity to a state where the wisdom of Kabbalah can be revealed. And people, who seemingly could have used it for the worst, won't come to it. It's impossible. They have no contact with that wisdom, because the wisdom spreads in vessels of bestowal, and they don't have any tendency to that at all. Therefore, that wisdom can be opened up for everyone. Come, everyone is invited, free of charge, there is no problem, and nobody comes, except for those with the desire for it, precisely for it. However, all the rest of the wisdoms, we mustn't open them for everyone else, because through them, people will come to the wrong realization of their ego in our world. So what happens? Because they come to despair, they don't want to use wisdoms anymore, or science, they don't want to use anything. That remains to be seen. Humanity, when it truly enters such a despair, it will need no education, culture, everything will be shut down, no science, no nothing. People are fed up with everything, they want nothing. Then, out of this despair, the individual and the collective despair, they will come to the wisdom of Kabbalah. Yes, Moti.
In the previous passage, he writes that the wisdom was sold and was spread all over.
No, not the wisdom of Kabbalah.
No,
the
in
other
general.
Wisdoms.
No, in general, the other wisdoms. Also, the wisdom of Kabbalah. There is, for example, this record, a German philosopher that says, well, I want to ask, this scrutinizing that humanity has done, that the love of the others, we cannot do ourselves, and all of these things, does it advance us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got your question. The wisdom of Kabbalah itself is hated by people because it's talking about love. In order to bring people closer, humans, to that ideal, there is a new invention that the Creator did, religious. Religion, let's use false forms of the wisdom of Kabbalah used by people, and they will advance as a result. By this, they will not be completely as beasts, rather, as if there is a Creator, God, reward and punishment, this world, the next world, will souls, will give them a little bit of knowledge about it. Something completely false, angel with wings, they will draw different paintings on the walls, no matter what. They think that by 20 pages of the Gemara, you will become holy person, and the 200 will make you even holier. So there are different kinds. But for the time being, they advance. How do they advance? They develop their ego. Their ego becomes bigger. Either by Torah, as it was used in the 2000 years of exile, which is the potion of death, not the potion of life. We see, we come to death. We come to the face of the generation, or like the face of the dog. But it was planned that we have to advance with this Torah the way we did, and this is how we advance in exile. What do you advance to in exile? To the sensation, eventually, that you are in exile. How? If I'm in the beginning of the exile here, so I fell from the degree of love. Here we were in the degree of love. So I fell from it. So I'm a little bit in hatred. So what? It's not that bad. This connection from spirituality. So here, this is where spirituality is. So, okay, bestow. So I fell from it a little bit. So what? Big deal. I'm not feeling how bad it is that, well, you know, which wars and which problems occurred due to our descent. People didn't feel it that much. So what to do to make them feel that they are in the lowest level possible in detachment? And this is the situation we have to be brought to. How to make this connection then? By what? We need to bring them the force of the light, so that the light will bring them darkness. How to do that? We will give them Torah, but Torah, not the light that reforms, rather what they consider as a Torah. Let them read books, let them study different rules, let them do everything, but with the false intention, meaning not in order to bestow, not in order to reach wholeness and perfection, not to reach the love of others. Rather, with their intentions. So if a person studies with his own intentions, it's like a bat. He keeps descending more and more and more into darkness until he reaches a state where he begins to be familiar with his darkness, the useful darkness. It becomes so dark that my education is wrong, my kids are wrong, I am living a lie, and he begins to feel, and I hate others instead of loving them, and I take pride of the fact that I'm so big and important, and I hate my country, I hate these people, this nation, and I hate everyone in general. And even the Orthodox, the other kind of religious Jew, I hate him because he's different than me. All kinds. And that's a good thing. God forbid. I'm not criticizing anyone. I'm talking about things as a scientist, about the process that we have to go through. We have to reach the recognition of evil, because I have created the evil inclination. There has to be that feeling here, in that depth. The evil inclination is revealed, and when it is revealed, then I am in need for the Torah as a spice. Not that Torah anymore, which is the Torah of the landlords. Rather, I need the Torah of the light. the light that reforms, to influence me, then I will truly cry for salvation. Therefore, that evolution is necessary. And what about the rest? You're asking, the rest of the nations? They too, they have to develop through religions and faith. Abraham, to start with, even in Babylon, he gave gifts to the sons of the mistresses and sent them all over. And to the close people, we gave those gifts as Christianity and Islam. They too have to bring people to the recognition of evil. What are these religions? This is the opposite connection to spirituality that brings people the recognition of evil, that you are opposite to spirituality. And gradually it is revealed. All these movements of science, innovations, culture, they all started after the Ari. Everything started to wake up towards the end of the exile, the time of education, period of education,
enlightenment,
the period of enlightenment. So all of humanity has to reach it. Israel and the rest of humanity, they all have to reach the same state exactly. That we are immersed in our ego, the absolute final ego. Cancer that consumes us from within. And this is done by the method, by the light. Everything is the work of the light. Good, for better, for worse, seemingly worse. The whole advancement is done through the light. You cannot hold on to a moment in life or any direction if it weren't for the light. The worst things are also done by the light. Best things, they are also done by the light. Everything is done by the light. Only in a direct or opposite way, but the light scrutinizes the kli. If there will be no darkness, real darkness, then the bat won't see. He needs to have the absence of light in order to see. So we are the bats, and we eventually have to reveal that our sight, our vision is in darkness. We have to come to that understanding. And today, thank God, we are in a good situation already. We advance towards the recognition of evil. You have the recognition of evil, and then remove yourself from evil, then do good. We have different steps along the way. Okay? Let's continue reading.
Page 436. Now you can understand. Now you can understand their words. The son of David comes either in a generation that is all worthy or all unworthy. This is very perplexing. Seemingly, as long as there are a few righteous in the generation, they detain the redemption. When the righteous perish from the land, the Messiah will be able to come. I wonder. Indeed, we should thoroughly understand that this matter of redemption and the coming of the Messiah that we hope, that we all hope, will be soon in our days, amen, is the uppermost wholeness of attainment and knowledge. As it is written, and they shall teach no more every man in his neighbor, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the greatest of them unto the least of them. And with the completeness of the mind, the bodies are completed too. As it is written, the youngest shall die 100 years old. When the children of Israel are complemented with the complete knowledge, the fountains of intelligence and knowledge shall flow beyond the boundaries of Israel and water all the nations of the world, as it is written, For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and it is written, And they shall come unto the Lord and His goodness. The proliferation of this knowledge is the matter of the expansion of the Messiah King to all the nations. Yet it is the opposite with the crude, materialistic plebs, since their imagination is attached to the complete power of the fist, The matter of the expansion of the kingdom of Israel is engraved in their imagination only as a sort of domination of bodies over bodies, to take their fee from the whole with great pride, and to be haughty over the people in the world. And what can I do for them if our sages have already rejected them and the likes of them from among the congregation of the Lord, saying, all who is proud, the Creator says, he and I cannot dwell in the same abode.
So there's a lot to be said here. We understand that through the wrong study comes pride to man. He thinks that he's entitled. He learned this and this Gemara pages, so he's more important. He's higher than others. It doesn't measure how close he is to the Creator. Rather, these pages are the measures of how close he is to the Creator. So this is the result of the exile. So God forbid, I'm not blaming anyone for anything, but this process is already from the beginning of creation. We have to go through it. It is a process which is rooted in nature. This is a necessary process. And therefore, although we say they are bad, these are good, these are just words. There are no bad or good people. We are simply in a process of the evolution of the ego to such a level that it is that we can't stand it anymore, and then we correct it. And there are those who hold on to it through the Torah, and they develop themselves to the greatest ego. Some do it through science or other religions. Doesn't matter whom and how. Everyone, every soul is arranged in such a way that through different means at her possession, this is how it advances. But they all advance towards the greatest minus possible, from which finally we will finally know that we have to rise from. And therefore he explains here what's happening with the Jews, those engaging in the Torah. They receive a greater pride and a greater ego and envious and lust and hatred to those who don't engage in it. That's true, because that is the force of the Torah, and this is how it acts during the exile, in the opposite way. And it has to be like this here as well. And we have to understand that these are necessary things. Every soul has to reach its completion to its lowest degree possible in its evolution. A person doesn't correct unless he had failed first. So as much as we can hasten the development in different ways, we should do it. But there is a question here. So what? Let's make a chaos in the world, and then we will very soon discover how bad we are? That's wrong. We will never discover how bad we are such a way, because the entire evolution of the world is done by the light. The light works on us the opposite way, like darkness, but it is all done through the light. And therefore, if we want to make the speeding up, the hastening of the evolution of the world, we have to circulate the wisdom of Kabbalah in these last steps, not for the purpose of correction, just in order to reveal the corruption. For that reason also, because if we increase that light operating either as darkness on those who are still in the misunderstanding that they need to correct themselves, or as the light for those who already run a reach the equivalence of form, so the very same light still comes from the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah, and it speeds up the process and time. Therefore, we have no other way. We cannot, as written, we shall eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. By doing so, we won't reveal the evil. We won't. That's the wondrous thing about it. The revelation of evil can be done only through the light. Against the light, With respect to the light, you reveal that you are immersed in evil. The advantage of the light is from the darkness. Therefore, the dissemination here, the wisdom of Kabbalah, as wide as possible for everyone. This is the salvation. And by doing so, we hasten and we speed up the time of the whole world. Suddenly, the whole world begins to advance towards the recognition of evil, the recognition of its nature, which he has to come out of as soon as possible. And if it won't be for the help of the light, it will take a long time. And what he writes about Israel, that they are worse than the nations of the world. So it's written in many places that during the exile, Israel are lower than the nations of the world because they have the opposite force from the Torah. They are broken. As Baal HaSulam says, the same Jerusalem which was in sanctity became the place of the shell after the destruction, because where was sanctity in its opposite form, this is where the shell is. So we have to understand that this is the form of the klipa, of the shell, and we need to rise back to sanctity from the shells. So that's the way it is, but one against the other. Therefore, until we won't resurrect the love between us, we will be immersed in the shells. And the best, the greatest, the biggest will be in places and the lowest situations possible, one versus the other, one against the other. That's clear. Therefore, we have to accept the entire reality as it is. And no matter how. Only in order to hasten the development of the wisdom of Kabbalah, that should be our only concern, and that will fix everything. The light will fix the vessels. And that's it for now.
Some announcements. Rav Leitzman lecture in the Center of Kabbalah is being held today and every Tuesday in Shabutinsky 112, Petach Tikva. Everyone is invited, free entrance. We invite you to the new site for constructing the social system at internet.kbb1.com. Take part in building the daily questionnaires, suggest ideas, and bring up questions for the evening lessons. The new site for constructing the social system. Together, we're going to build the spiritual environment. With this, we finish. Thank you and have a great day.